America's newest fine restaurant, Tom Brenneman's on Vine Street between Hollywood and Sunset Boulevard, Kellogg's Pep and Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes serve you breakfast in Hollywood. Friends, today we bid goodbye to our old maestro, for he's heading back to Chicago for the premiere of his hit picture, Breakfast in Hollywood. And believe me, Tom's going to Chicago is like carrying coals to Newcastle. Yes, it's that guy who's about to head for the Windy City, that big blowhard, Tom Brenneman. Here he is.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, ladies. Oh, yes, and how did you out there along the party line? Greetings from Hollywood, and the ladies having breakfast in the Brenneman Beanery. Sometimes that goes to making up what we laughingly refer to as a radio program. This is a kind of the first and last day, the last day of the week, the first day of the month, the last day I'll be seeing you until we hit Chicago, and then it'll be the first time I've ever met Don McNeil. Oh, don't applaud him, please. Told it's mighty cold back that way. Town is full of goofy hats and zero weather. I'll be made to look like a monkey by the quiz kids, no doubt. And then I'll have to be in the same studio with old Snoopy McNeil. How do you like that? Sure glad those studios are air-conditioned. Well, we're going to visit a little bit now as we open this Ivory Flakes portion of our little broadcast, and hardly know where to start. I think we'll start with you this morning. Who are you?
Mrs. Wheeler.
What's your first name, Wheeler?
Elizabeth.
Where are you from?
Buffalo, New York.
From Buffalo, New York. You've had some winter back there, haven't you?
Yeah, you bet.
How long have you been out here?
Oh, well, we've been out here a long time.
How long?
About 5 years.
5 years. When were you back to Buffalo last?
Five years ago? No, to celebrate our anniversary.
You mind if I talk to her? Who are you?
I'm Mrs. Mary Bolt, Buffalo, New York.
Uh-huh. You know her?
Very much so.
Well, I was talking to Wheeler. Do you mind? Isn't that terrible?
She will interrupt, but
how
she knows I'm nervous. That's it.
She knows you're nervous?
Yes.
Well, you're not so nervous, Miss Wheeler.
No.
No, you seem very calm. You what?
She's married over 52 years, and here's her husband. There's your sweetheart.
How long have you been running this shindig,
Miss? Since this morning.
Since this morning. You're married 52 years.
52 years is right. Today? No, 3 or 4 days ago.
Oh, I see. Well, that's swell. You're from, both of you originally from Buffalo.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, that's fine. Thank you very much for your help, Coach. Oh, I don't want to talk to you anymore. What?
And I don't dare to go home until I did, so I saved my life by coming here.
Uh-huh. What was your name again?
Mary Bolt. Listen to you every day.
And where are you from, Buffalo?
Buffalo, New York. Mm-hmm. Got thousands listening to you from New York City all the way across the line.
Uh-huh.
All the way up the Atlantic coast.
That's nice. The Gabby old soul, isn't she? You're beating the table. Let's meet some of these boys. Your hometown.
Stanton, Virginia, Lieutenant James C. Coffin.
Thank you.
Wellsville, New York, machinist mate, third class, Calvin Barnes.
Hmm? Ansonia, Connecticut, Sigelman, Anthony C. Flagg.
Good.
Toledo, Ohio, PSC Irene Stolme. PSC Marjorie McElroy from Los Angeles.
Hello, Mac.
Staten Island, New York, Lieutenant Bill McMurchin.
Quite a stretch here, fellas.
Alliance, Nebraska, gunner's mate, third class, Anthony Zeman.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Coaldale, Pennsylvania, Warrant Officer John Yeselitis.
Merritt, New York, Jack Roberty.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. You got anybody else over here now? Come on over here, will you, Sergeant? Lieutenant, I'd like to get your nose in here.
Nampa, Idaho. Master Sergeant Edwin A. Logson.
Thank you. Lieutenant?
Lieutenant John C. Leach, Longview, Texas.
Now, we have a few over here. Captain, your hometown?
Bloomington, Illinois, Captain Russ McAtee.
Los Angeles, Captain Kenneth Hafren.
Mm-hmm. They call you Curly?
Yeah.
Newark, New Jersey, Sergeant Martin Littlewitz.
I think we've met them all now. If you fellas and gals will please stand, we'd like to give you a reception to Breakfast in Hollywood. Come on your feet there, boys and girls. Run it,
talking thanks. And who are you?
Hazel Fayville, Roswell, New Mexico.
Favor? Fayville. You look kind of talented, Miss Fayville.
Oh, not very, no.
Do you have any special talent at all? Can you deal from the bottom of the deck? Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yes, you look it, you. Or can you do something amazing on the piano, like play chopsticks? No. I bet you appreciate good music, though, don't you? Sure you do. One of the most beautiful musical sounds in the world is that of dainty garments being squished in rich, foamy, ivory flakes. Well, it's true. Millions of women like to listen to that over and over. Now, we're not equipped to let you hear it now, but you can hear the reason why it's so popular. And here it comes squishing through Charlie LeVere's vocal cords there. Come on, lather up there, Charlie. Let's go.
Here's the story of a girl who found the answer to her prayer in a soap called Ivory Flakes. This maiden found her pretty clothes, gave up to twice the wear when she washed them oh so gently in Ivory Flakes.
That was really hip, hey, Charlie?
She's the kind of a gal a smart man would really go for.
You're right there, Charlie. I mean, she'd run her house as efficiently as a man likes to run his business. No doubt she's heard about wash tests and taken them to heart.
What about those wash tests? What about those wash tests?
Well, in wash tests made on varied kinds of nice garments, it was found that when they were washed gently in ivory soap flakes, they gave up to twice the wear. But when washed the wrong way with the wrong kind of soap, bingo, in a startling short time, they were bedraggled-looking and worn out. And hey, didn't you know that, Charlie?
Sure I did. I was just testing you. I know even more.
Go ahead, then. Finish your recitation.
Sweaters and blouses, lingerie, you've no idea how beautiful they can stay. They'll be lovely to look at, and all it takes is that ever loving care with ivory flakes.
You'll get an A on your report card, Sonny.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Charlie. Yes, sir. Well, it's true, too. Ivory flakes. Now then, we're going for a hat.
Tom, did you see that fur job back there?
Which one?
Daniel Boone model.
Another Daniel Boone model?
Yeah, right, right across the top.
There's a big flat number back there. Yeah. There's one sitting back there by the bar.
With a bent feather?
Uh-huh.
What's that one?
Yeah, let's go get that one. Oh, you reach back there. I'm not sure. Who are you?
Elizabeth Chase, Rochester, New York.
From Rochester, New York. Yes. Yeah, nice. And you?
Mrs. Reynolds from Los Angeles.
Your first name?
Dorothy.
Dorothy. Who is this? Who are you? Mrs. Ray Armstrong from Amarillo, Texas. This looks like a little something like the Pilgrim Fathers used to wear, except that it doesn't have quite as broad a brim, and the feather has had a very bad night. That's it. That's the way it looks on hand. There goes Armstrong. That's silly looking. Oh, that's terrible. I told you a moment ago that we're headed back for Chicago. We're leaving here Sunday on the Chief. Pardon me. And Jack McElroy, who I'm going to introduce in a few moments, will do the shows Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. That's February 4th, 5th, and 6th, while we're on the road. And then we world premiere the picture in Chicago, Breakfast in Hollywood, Thursday, February 7th. Now, the way to get tickets to the broadcast and the motion picture is to buy them at the box office of the Oriental Theater on the mornings of the shows, the days we are in Chicago. On the days we do the shows from the Oriental Theater, the box office will be open at 8:30 a.m. And we'll be doing the show from Chicago February 7th, 8th, 11th, 12th, and 13th at the Oriental Theater. Then we'll go to South Bend at the Palace Theater on February 14th. And following that, we'll go to Detroit, where we do the show from the Palm State Theater.
That's the 15th, the 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, and 25th. And after Detroit, we go to St. Louis. Do the show from the Fox Theater there. And those dates are the 26th, 27th, and 28th, March 1st and 4th. Then we'll give you the rest of our itinerary at that time, or in the meantime. Had a very nice wire, pardon me. I'm so excited, I don't know what I'm saying. Very nice telegram from Mayor Kelly of Chicago, and inviting us to be there and welcome us and all that sort of thing. And, of course, I read the letter from the mayor of Mayor Jeffries of Detroit the other day. I want to acknowledge that wire from the mayor of Chicago, Kelly. He would send it collect. Of course, then we have a lot planned.
So who are you? You're a good audience.
Bill McCoy of Mansfield High.
Boy, you're the real McCoy, as far as I'm concerned. You're married, Bill?
That's right.
Huh? Is that your wife with you?
That's right.
When? Huh? Well, let me see. I want to meet you, Miss McCoy.
Glad to know you, Tom.
Good to know you. From Mansfield.
Mansfield, Ohio.
Uh-huh. Yes, you're all right, Bill.
Thank you, Tom.
Huh? You like to laugh, don't
you? Oh, yeah, certainly do.
How long have you been married, Bill?
15 years.
15 years?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to have a sense of humor, yeah. I've got a nice box of ring clear hose here from Miss McCoy. There you are, Miss McCoy. They're nylons, honey. Nylons. Remember, after every wearing, ivory flakes. You have ivory flakes, do you, Miss McCoy? These are also the real McCoy. Here, a box of ivory flakes for you. Oh, you've had enough. I'll give you some. Get him a cigar, too, Johnny. That McCoy, he's all right. Now then, we're going to award our wishing ring. What is your name?
Hazel Wagoner.
From?
Hollywood, California.
Oh, fine, Miss Wagoner. Will you draw a number out of this?
I'd like to.
Fine. This wins our wishing ring. It's not, well, you know, 99909. 99909. Fine. Now you come on out here and we'll put the wishing ring on your finger. Yes, sir. Then I've got something else you're going to give away this morning. Something that makes me very happy to award, too. We have a half a dozen tickets to the Bob Hope broadcast next week. That'd be swell. Where Bob is going to be the master of ceremonies officiating at the Look Achievement Awards for 1945. So we'll try to get those awarded before we leave the air, but I doubt it very much. Who are you?
I'm Ruby Reed.
Hello, Ruby.
Hello.
Where do you live?
Oh, in Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Are you Mrs. Reed?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been married, Miss Reed?
Oh, off and on for...
You have won our wishing ring, Mrs. Reed.
Thank you.
That's it, right?
Oh, that's pretty.
I want to put it on your finger. Right, there you are.
That's pretty.
Now, you make a wish, will you, Miss Reed?
Oh, dear. Well, I wish for peace and happiness for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's fine. And I think that we're just about to arrive at that, too.
I think so.
We have, I think the United Nations are going at it in a very, very enlightening manner, don't you?
I think so.
I think so, too. Hope that comes about real soon.
I do.
That was a nice wish, Ruby.
Thank you.
Thank you. I wish you could remember how long you've been married. There, honey, there's two tickets to the Bob Hope broadcast for you. You're welcome. Well, you'll enjoy that. Before, as I said a moment ago, before I'm on the air again, I'll have a peek into that model of the Warm Springs home of President Roosevelt, which is in front of the Oriental Theater in Chicago, and I hope I see 1 million dimes there. I honestly do. That's what we hope to have send on to the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis in the name of the listeners of Breakfast in Hollywood as their contribution to the March of Dimes. It's not too late for you to get your donation into the mail now, so it'll be there when we arrive. Just address it to me, if you will, Tom Brenneman, the Oriental Theater, Chicago. You all know what a wonderful cause you're helping when you give to the March of Dimes. So dig down deep and give all you can. We'll change your dollars to dimes and put them in the little White House. So get your money on the way, won't you? Send it to me, Tom Brenneman, the Oriental Theater in Chicago. Well, that about concludes the first portion of Breakfast in Hollywood, brought to you by Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes.
Ivory Flakes, twice the wear. Ivory Flakes, twice the wear.
Charlie, I'm going to miss you. I really am, believe me. This next 15 minutes brings us greetings from the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek, Michigan. Kellogg, makers of Pep. Now, I want you to meet the fellow who's going to take over for me while we're on the road next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. A swell Joe he is, too, Jack McElroy. He's been here before.
It's going to be a pleasure for me to be your guest MC the next 3 days, and I have a couple little going-away presents for you.
Well, that's nice, Jack. No.
I know you are going to be on McNeil's program, aren't you?
It's been rumored, yes.
Well, I have this for you, just in case it gets smelly around there, this gas mask.
My golly, it is a gas mask. And don't think I won't need it.
Present. I played the Oriental Theater a little over a year ago, and I know how the weather is back there. These long-handled drawers.
Thank you, Jack.
Good
luck to you, Tom.
Thank
you.
You
had a lot of fun back there.
Fine.
I know you will.
I know we're leaving the program in very capable hands.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Jack. Look forward to it. I'll be listening. Yeah, I don't know whether I can get those on over my woolies or not. I can try. Now we're going to award our orchid, our lovely California Armroy orchid, to our eldest guest, as we do each morning. And I want a bid. Come on. 90 what? 92. 92 here.
No, 90.
90? Oh, you've been here before.
Yes, I have.
Oh, what was your name again?
Miller Brown.
Huh?
Miller Brown.
Yes, I
rode the
you.
Camel, don't you know?
Yes, sir. You're the lady who rode the camel.
Sure.
Yes, sir. Well, you had an orchid, but you're nosed out this morning, honey. There's 92 over here. Hello, who was you?
Well, I'm the same one wrote to that level.
Well, come on up here. Have I met you before?
I'm sure you've been right here before.
You've been here before?
Yes, and you I talked to you. You talked to me.
What's your name again?
Smith. Just the same old fashioned Smith.
Just same old Smith? What's your first name?
Emma.
Emma Smith. You live in Los Angeles.
Yes, I've been.
You've had an orchid too.
I got one. Yes, you gave me one I saw before.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. This is getting to be a racket. Come on.
These,
yes, we have a couple of. That's it. Now, you take it easy. Mrs. Brown. Brown, wasn't it?
Yeah, Josephine.
Millie Brown. Josephine.
Yeah, Mrs. Brown wants to meet Miss Smith. Both of you, meet the ladies.
How are you?
Wait a minute.
I admire you today.
She's 90 today.
Oh, 90 today. Mm. Well, I'm ahead of you. I'll be 93 in the 25th of April.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Now, come on, move over here. I'm a little tired. Why don't you ladies just visit here a little? You ask her the question. Go on, just as though you've met her and you want to know something about her, Miss Brown.
Where have you been? Boardlong, right here in Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles.
How long have you lived here? Where I'm from? Alabama.
from me. I was born in Alabama.
You were born in Alabama?
Yes, born and raised there.
Where? In what part of Alabama?
I came here.
Where were you born? What part of Alabama?
Pine Flat. On the water, in the water, but not on the map.
Oh, I see. In Pine Flat.
Yes, not in the world, it is.
It's in the world, but it's not on the map.
Yes.
I was born in Monongahela, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania?
Yes. Uh-huh. And they're all listening to me, I know.
Look, you're supposed to talk to her, not in there.
Oh, I thought you were.
Let me say good morning to my folks.
What did you say, Miss Smith?
I said, let me say good morning to my people.
Why, Bob?
Good morning, young folks. That 2792, have you had your breakfast?
Where are your folks, Miss Smith?
Oh, I have got no folks.
Oh, you're talking to folks at home. Down at 2792.
Yes, where I'm living now.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, did you have to come up here and use a whole worldwide network to talk down there? Oh, I see.
Yeah, they're listening. They heard I was going to be here.
Yeah.
They're listening, having some fun off me.
You betcha. Now, you ask her some questions.
Yeah.
Do you listen to this program, Miss Smith?
Who?
Do you listen to the program on the radio?
Yeah, some.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Now, you ask her some questions. Ask Miss Brown.
I'd rather you ask them.
No.
I can hear you and I can't hear her.
Do I?
I can hear you and I can't hear her. Well, put the desk in there.
Oh, I see. Well, you just ask the questions. If you'll answer them, you'll answer them real loudly, Miss Brown.
Mm-hmm. How many children have you?
One.
And a big one, too. Wait.
Mine all up in a better world than this. And this is a good world itself.
Yes, it is.
How many children did you have, Mrs. Smith?
I had four.
Four?
Yes, they're all gone.
Well, you have grandchildren?
Oh, yes, I have grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
I have 3 granddaughters and 7 great-grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
2 daughters and 4 boys.
Nice, nice.
And one of the oldest one is in the Navy.
In the Navy?
Yes, the oldest grandchildren.
Now, what about you, Miss Brown?
Well, I have only one, but I have helped many all over the world. I've taught,
mm-hmm.
and I've helped many everywhere.
You were a teacher in the public school,
yes.
Miss Brown?
Yes, mm-hmm. back in Pennsylvania and also in Los Angeles
mm-hmm.
County.
What did Mr. Brown do? What was his business?
He was a coal merchant
mm-hmm.
In the Monongahela Valley.
Yes, I recall that. What did Mr. Smith do?
He was a farmer.
A farmer.
Mm-hmm. And had mills, cotton mills, and things that he run. Gin cotton, you know.
Good. Now, look here what I've got for you. Look here, Miss Smith. Beautiful orchids.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. 2 lovely orchids. Furthermore, I've got something else here. I mean, a couple of days ago, I gave away some of these Halliburton aluminum. Wait a minute, honey. Wait a minute. Some of these Halliburton aluminum furniture. There's a swell, 2 beautiful, easy chairs. I want to give one to you, and I want to give one to you. Bobby, show them to them, will you? Right quick, like a flash. I want you to see these. They're aluminum. You can leave them out in the weather, and they won't rust. Look at there. You've got a nice chair. Isn't that beauty? You take that, we're going to deliver that to your home. And you can sit there and just kind of relax and enjoy it.
And think of you.
And think of me, please
I
do.
Think, yes.
Yeah. And you also shall have one.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I shall crochet on them.
You shall crochet on them.
I have made the
Afghans
for the Red Cross.
Mm-hmm. I remember that, too. Yes, sir. Well, we wish you both well. Thanks for paying us this lovely visit. Come on, Mr.